Hello everyone, welcome to the first episode of the new semester. I know I've been doing them the whole time, but technically this is the start of the new schedule. So you're listening to Zen or the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Community Freeform Radio. And today, I still have the same people in the studio as we're here about 30 seconds ago.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh, what's up?
Oh my god, we're here.
Who are these people?
You already know them. Got Alexia, Megan, Mia in the stew. We're going to be listening to some stuff today. Hopefully, today will be even a big step up from last week. We got some good stuff planned.
Yeah, Charlie brought a bunch of records with him to the show today. Pretty
awesome.
Can
you even hear what's playing right now?
Yeah.
Kind of.
I can't hear it.
Kind of.
But yeah, our first song is a JPEG Mafia deep cut. Hope you guys are ready.
Thank you.
nervous and I can't relax. I can't sleep cause my bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est?
Everyone shut up in the studio. We're coming online.
Charlie, you didn't even give us a warning.
Yeah, you just kind of went boom.
This was the acoustic version of Psycho Killer off of one of the coolest pieces of my collection, the Psycho Killer single. That one's pretty rare.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard that version before.
Really?
No.
It's great.
Yeah, that was good. What do you guys want to talk about?
Well, last segment we were talking about the Bass Pro Shops pyramid, and we have a little guest here, Nicola.
Oh yeah,
just joined the studio.
Hi, Nicola.
Her breath.
Whoa.
Her essence.
She'll be reading Ladders later.
Yeah.
You guys, longtime fans of the show, know that Ladders will never be going anywhere, even if I'm upping the production value.
Ladders will never go.
No, never. They can't go.
Nicola, have you ever been to the Bass Pro Shops pyramid?
No, but I have been to a Cabela's.
What is that?
Boo, that doesn't count.
What is that?
It's not even a Bass Pro Shop.
The pyramid, bro.
Cabela's is like a hunting wear shop, and they had a taxidermy museum, a shooting range, and an arcade, and like a little lake inside.
It's pretty close.
Yeah,
yeah, that's insane. But it's a pyramid.
There was no pyramid, but
and it does have
aliens definitely built that place.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it.
Yeah. Aliens? Yeah, I mean.
Do you guys believe in aliens? Yeah.
I don't know why, but your mic 2 is peaking pretty bad right now.
It's like staticky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'll try to fix that after we go off. Actually, I won't do that because next up is something very special.
What is very special?
I'm turning you guys off.
This okay.
Say bye to everyone,
bye.
Guys.
Bye.
All right, so next up is something special. I've been planning this for a long time. I'm getting correspondence for this semester. So, actually, I got to find the file. Sorry for the production value drop. But yeah, this is the first episode with a foreign correspondent. The Joe Rosenberg Spain report. Actually, this one's a Portugal report because he was in Portugal. But here we go.
Okay. Portugal recap. Captain's log. I don't know what day it is. The 18th, the 17th. It's September still. I
gotta figure out what music to put behind this.
We were in Lagos, which is like the south coast, like Atlantic, I think, more Atlantic than Mediterranean. And every Friday night, they have this thing called the pizza party, which is you go like into the woods, middle of nowhere, because there's a bunch of like Germans who live in southern Portugal for whatever reason. And so just a bunch of German hippies, and it's just like a rave in the middle of the forest. So naturally, when I hear about, oh, you want to go to the pizza party forest rave, I said yeah. So I went to the pizza party forest rave. Very, very, very interesting, cool, dope location. Those are all words that I could use to describe that. There were like three different like stages. There was kind of like a chill music area, and then you go down a little bit because it's in this like valley, and you go down into like the techno main stage. In German, very techno. Typical, I would say. And then there is a kind of like, I wouldn't say secret, but a lesser known like third stage that has slightly chiller techno. Overall, very interesting, cool location. And thankfully, I met this guy named Louis, who is an English guy who like lived in Portugal, and he was making hella cat noises, which like, I thought that was cool. I was making cat noises back. He had a very, very good lion impression. So I had to like show him my jaguar impression, you know?
Wow.
And he'd been there like, he'd been going to the pizza party for 10 years now. Like he started going when he was in high school. So a regular, he knew the people working there, stuff like that. Very nice to introduce me and my friends to the location. And the only issue that we had was it was like raining kind of off and on, but then by the end of it, like it ended at like 6 a.m. and we're trying to get back. Obviously there are no Ubers coming to the middle of nowhere because it's 6 a.m. In the middle of nowhere. So I asked Louis, I'm like, hey, you speak Portuguese, can you help me out? Can you help me hitchhike? And we found these Ukrainians who had been living in Portugal and then like moved back to Ukraine, but like the situation is a little difficult for them. So they moved back to Portugal. They've been here for a couple years. And they were like, yeah, we'll take y'all to Portimão, which is not where we needed to go in the slightest, but it was civilization, so we could get an Uber from there. And the nice Ukrainian man, I don't know their names, I don't remember their names, the nice Ukrainian man gave me some focaccia. There was some like onion on that, I think there was a little garlic. The focaccia tasted damn good. God bless him. God bless Ukraine. All glory to God, you know. So he takes us back. It's still raining. I don't think I lost anything. Like, I think I left with everything that I went in with. But I spent so much money. But, you know, big ballin' in Portugal. Got back 8:30. Took a little power 5 hour, little nap or little horse nap, and woke up, attacked the day, went to the beach. I really don't like the beach though. That's one thing. I was at the beach. I don't really like sand. I don't really like ocean water. It's too salty for me. What's up with that for real? They need to invent freshwater oceans. Like lakes, but like, just like, they should just take the salt out for real, like, of all the oceans. I would enjoy it a lot more. So I ended up at the beach. Very cool, very pretty. Portugal was hella nice. I'm definitely gonna go back because it's Louis' birthday in a month, and he was like, yo, you guys gotta come back. So, at the time, I promised him that I would go back. But who knows? Am I a man of my word? I hope so. I think it'd be really cool to go live with him for a weekend in his yurt in the middle of nowhere, because that's a unique way of life. Yeah. That was one night of my time in Lagos. It felt like 3 days. It was a long, arduous, but it was worth it. There gotta be a word for like when something is worth it. I don't know, I can't think. Whatever. Portugal, Cristiano Ronaldo underwear advertisement.
Wow.
All right, thanks, Joe. That was our man abroad. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that segment. Next week, we'll be back with a sports correspondent, too. But for now, we're going to go back to the music. And we're going to listen to Age of Information by Evanora Unlimited. Let's go. Guys, I'm gonna keep playing that. The Jaguar impression is so funny.
She's a brother's whore and her mother's favorite. Cuts and sores running down her legs. Said I'm only yours if you'll ask the same. All around.
conversations watered down. Never know what to talk about. Don't listen to me. Your face went blue, same luck, just melted. Maybe you changed, it's not my style. I'm the same as you, but I'm not as proud. Those things you do make me nauseous how. Don't sleep at night, knowing what I did. My teeth still grind when I think of it. Oceans of ice break, bust and rip through the freezer, fly with unclenched fists. Never heard her side, but she heard every word and lie you breathe. Never know what she liked to drink, but she's everything that I'd like to be. Navy blue waves all around, conversations watered down. Never know what to talk about, don't listen to me.
Where'd you learn to spit so far? You took a lot in the back seats of cars. You're all ugly with your eyes stained black. I like you best when you're starting to crack. Sit on your hands till they fall asleep. Sit
down. Never know what to talk about, don't listen to me. Your face went blue, same luck, just melted. Maybe you changed, it's not my style. I'm the same as you, but I'm not as proud. Those things you do make me nauseous how.
I like a taste of flesh there.
All right, we're back.
Hey, yo.
How is our microphone sounding? Better?
Yeah, it sounds a little better.
Yeah.
Nice.
Did you guys fidget with it at all?
No.
Not really.
Not at all. Huh. What if we're just like...
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Hi. Yeah.
You guys want to talk about Bass Pro Shop some more?
Oh my god, I would love to.
So, when I was a little kid, we used to get free... I talked to you guys about this earlier, but this is for the radio. We used to get free tickets all the time through youth soccer to see the New England Revolution play. And if you guys know Foxborough, there's a Bass Pro Shops next to Gillette.
Foxborough, Massachusetts?
Yeah.
There's a school in Foxborough, well, Foxborough High School, that has performed. My sister does jazz, and they performed at the Ellington competition in New York together. That's why that name rung a bell.
Anyway. All right.
Wow.
But
that's where Gillette Stadium is.
Yeah, we used to hang out there for the whole day before the games, and we used to play like a version of Manhunt where you like texted pictures from where you were in the store and like sent them to each other.
That's
and like tried
to
so find
awesome.
You. And, like, I was surprised we didn't get kicked out of there. We were running around and stuff, but
I do that at fun. Jordan's Furniture. We play hide and seek.
Yeah. Well, Jordan's Furniture would be a good place for that, too.
Hide and seek in the rugs.
Yeah.
Hide and seek in IKEA, anybody?
Oh yeah, we should have done that when we went to IKEA.
That's kind of impossible.
24-hour challenge, IKEA.
No, it's not impossible.
I could barely stand three.
SCP.
You can literally hide in like a bathroom, in a cabinet in the bathroom.
In a closet.
Yeah.
You could pack yourself in one of the boxes in a cargo part.
So, the last song we listened to was Fetch by Olivia O from Lower Town.
Yeah!
Off her new album. Me and Mi are seeing them on Thursday. We were also supposed to see Death Grips on Wednesday, but that fell through.
Yeah.
We would have been in crappy seats.
You know, they texted me. They're like, hey, the tickets are still available.
Sorry. All right. Sorry, but our next song is also by Olivia O. We're listening to two songs off her new album. Next one is Linger. So we're going to listen to that. And then got a couple more songs left. We got the new Crumb and Melody's Echo Chamber.
Yay! I just listened to it today.
That one's good. So good. That one's like really surgically designed for me. All right. Let's go. Time for... This is new music. Peace. Only on WMFO. Peace I think out. I'm the first person to ever play this song on the radio. So, I hope you
Yay!
Guys are excited.
Against
like it's my turn.
Okay.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. Do I have to read the end?
Yay. Didn't she do a great job, guys?
I love
having people do ladders. All right, let's go. Next song.
What's up?
Oh.
I was waiting for you guys to say something.
Hey. Hi.
I don't really have anything to say, but I think we should talk.
I'm watching a pesto burrata.
Guys, I'm never going to go on a ladder ever again.
I know. I'm so scared.
You did such a good job.
Thank you. Like 2 weeks ago, I did the classic ladder on a stairwell leaning against the opposite wall of the stairwell vibe.
My manager fell off a ladder yesterday.
What? Mia fell down the stairs today.
I fell down the stairs earlier. I witnessed
it. My manager fell off a ladder yesterday.
Oh my god.
Show them the PSA.
I should tell them about
I can go into work and do a reading of this.
You should. Oh my gosh. Bring the whole binder and everything?
Yeah, I'll do all of them. It's okay. I have free time.
Yeah. I don't know. TBH, long day. We all had like a long day of classes.
Yeah, I've been up since 6.
Yeah, Tuesdays are the longest day of the week.
Tuesdays and Thursdays are my longest day of the week.
That's I'm okay. Kind of traumatized by you falling down the stairs. I'm not gonna lie.
It was really funny.
You just can't wear socks in the stairs. Were you wearing socks?
I was wearing socks, and you know what? I was focusing so hard. Mia, don't slip. Mia, don't slip. And boom, I slipped with my backpack and my computer.
You can't wear socks. It's because your body had like uneven weight distribution because of your little turtle backpack.
Okay, usually I find physical humor, like, hilarious, but when Mia fell, I, like, actually went into panic. I was like,
oh my god, are you okay? And I started laughing. I was like, oh, I'm good.
I wait to see if the person's laughing or crying, and then I react. It's like I freeze.
Yeah,
honestly. Boss fell off the ladder.
When did your boss fall off a ladder?
Yesterday.
Oh, I missed that.
All right, gang. That's our vocal break.
You're cutting us off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next up, we have the new Crumb and Melody's Echo Chamber song. This is like a song that's surgically made for my show. Crumb, biggest band. Not probably not the biggest band ever come out of Tufts. That's Tracy Chapman. But
or the Bard and Bellas.
The Bard and Bellas.
Yeah, Crumb. They don't like to talk about it, but they came from Tufts.
Mm-hmm.
And also, this is completely unrelated, but if you are a WMFO DJ, first ops department meeting is noon on this Saturday, September 23rd. So if you have ever had any desire to learn about the inner workings of the station and contribute to its upkeep, come through.
And sign up for DJ
training.
Do I have
to go to that?
What?
Do I have to go to that?
The ops meeting?
No, not the meeting. The train. Like, when's the training?
It'll be next week, dude.
Okay.
We got you.
Just let me know.
All right. Yeah. Moving on to the next song.
Thank you.
The first time I tasted somebody else's spit, I had a coughing fit. I mistakenly called them by your name. I was let down, it wasn't the same. I'm doing fine, trying to derail my one-track mind, regaining my self-worth in record time. But I can't help but think of your other in the bed that was mine. Am I a masochist, resisting urges to punch you in the teeth, call you a bitch and leave? Why did I come here to sit and watch you stare at your feet? What was the plan? Absolve your guilt and shake hands. I feel no need to forgive, but I might as well. But let me kiss your lips so I know how it felt. Pay for my coffee and leave before the sun goes down. Walk 4 hours in the dark.
I'll never see you. If I gave a second to a second thought, I'd watch my youth slip right through my wide eyes. If I told you that I loved you, that would be a guarantee that there's nothing or no one else for me. Oh, I can't be in charge of breaking hearts, that ain't a job. Girl, don't you make a monster out of me. Oh, I'm trying my best to write the words into phrases from all the phases, all for you. I'll keep living, you can stay, I don't mind the company, babe. Just know I ain't old enough to say that what I have is what's ahead. Oh, you're the one, until I'm dead, I'll kiss your lips and I'll bless your brain. I'm a Jolly Roger, darling Dodger Bane. And we know my mind ain't right, a late bloomer, I took boomers. Trusting me's a cautious game, you ought not to play. And my heart ain't in my chest, stomach's always a mess. I'm nervous, young, always obsessed with something new. And soon all I'll do is sit and whine and write to you while you're off wishing your thoughts far from me. Still I'm trying my best to write the words into phrases from all the phases, all for you. I'll keep living, you can stay, I don't mind the company, babe. Just know I ain't old enough to say that what I have is what's ahead. Oh, you're the one, until I'm dead, I'll kiss your lips, I'll bless your brain. I'm a Jolly Roger, darling Dodger Bane.
I don't know if it's loud enough, but there's some ambient nice ambient music playing behind us. Flat sound. Yeah, we're gonna talk. I just gotta turn your mics on.
Yay! Oh, our mic is over here, Alex.
Sorry, Lars.
Hi.
Hey.
Whoa. I thought you were gonna yell there, Nicola.
Asthma.
No, it's okay.
Do it. No,
guys, I think it'll scare people.
It'll scare me.
No, it's too much pressure. If I, you know when people like try and scream for like emo songs and it sounds really lame? That's
like
one of my
concerts?
Fears. Yeah, like Olivia Rodrigo just did something like that. Love her,
she's
that's
not,
my bestie, but
okay, well,
she did not scream.
It's
like
fine.
That, it was not an emo enough scream.
Right,
so.
No. Yeah, did you see that? It was that live performance.
Yeah.
It was like a,
yeah, it was like,
it was a horror movie scream. It was like, and then that's it.
Yeah, like
she just went ah.
That didn't. It didn't give what we needed it to.
Yeah.
This is really random, but I label all of Mia and I's shows on Spotify, and it was only our 6th official show.
This surprisingly is the 50th installment of Zone of the Skill to Catch a Vibe.
Wow.
Proud of myself for keeping it up this long.
It's
been
happy 50th.
Thank you. This is the 3rd year. And for the first year it was only every other week, so
wow.
Brings
that's
down the count a little bit.
Yeah, for us it was every other week and only second semester, so we're pretty low.
Only 5 shows? Isn't that wild?
Yeah, this is number 6.
Like
we like subbed a couple times, but I didn't count those, and then we did it over the summer, but I didn't count those. These are like the only real ones that we were scheduled for.
Anyways.
Yeah, anyways. This is Charlie. You have listened to Zen or the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio. You guys have any last minute thoughts to get out of the way?
Just happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for everyone for tuning in, listening to my music and my friends talk. I think this is generally how it'll be.
Yeah. Tune in again next week from 9 to 11 p.m.
Yeah, 9 to 11 p.m. every week. Oh wait, I gotta do a little bit before I can do.
Wait, hold on. Wait.
Wow.
Thank you, Joe, for being.
Thank you, Joe.
Oh yeah, we can run the credits now. Thanks to me, of course, to Mia, to Alexia, to Megan, and to Nicola, and thank you to our man abroad, Joe Rosenberg. And I'm also gonna put him in the credits, but he won't be appearing in the show until next week. Griffin Congdon, our sports correspondent. So yeah, we're out of here.
Wait, so he's coming in?
He might come in. He might do it virtually.
Exciting,
it really doesn't matter.
More people on the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're out of here.
Anyways, 9 to 11 next week. 10 to 11 to listen to Charlie's show.
I gotta play our outro song.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
People
are going to think they're like hallucinating. I hope people get that. There's Frank James, Jesse Gentile, the kid, and all the rest. He's some bad cats way out in the west. Those cats could have dug me in my gangster ways. They would have hung up their guns, dug it to the graves, because I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I'm a gangster. Gangster of love. Now look here. When I go into a bar, goes from near and far, I say I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I jumped in my white horse Cadillac, I rode across the borderline. I rode 55 girls and kissed them all at the same time. Took 25 or 30 and put them all on a freight. With $1 million reward for me in each and every state. The sheriff says your name, Stevie Guitar Miller, in a very deep voice, and I said, yes, sir, brother sheriff, and that's your wife on the back of my horse. I can't help it. I'm a gangster. I can't help it.
Hello, new world, all the boys and girls, I got some true stories to tell. You're back outside, but they still lied. Whoa, yeah.
Take off the fufu, take off the cloud chase, take off the Wi-Fi, take off the money phone, take off the car loan, take off the flex and the white loss. Take off the weird-ass jewelry, I'ma take 10 steps, then I'm taking off top off.